T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sal Capaccio is with us this morning from WGR Sports Radio 550, Bills beat reporter. And Sal, it's hard to remember such a year without clarity on where the Bills may go tonight.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. You know, there are so many different things they can do, so many ways they can go about this thing. And even just now, I'm reading reports about lots of different things that could happen at the top of the draft, which, of course, impact the Bills at number 10.
Now, it can't be a Bills draft without talking about a quarterback, I guess.
No, that's right. And considering the fact that they were willing, it seemed, to walk away from Tyrod Taylor, Brian, you know, they brought him back in a restructured deal. He really took a pay cut to come back. And the fact that they went down and scouted Mitch Trubisky and Pat Mahomes and Deshaun Watson, and the owner, Terry Pegula, was a part of some of that. Now, maybe it's a smokescreen, but I think they're at least they at least have to do their due diligence just in case the board falls a certain way. They may want to grab that guy.
Now, what do you see the Bills doing at 10? Are they going to stay there, move down, move up?
I think they want to move down. I think the biggest thing they would like to do is move down, but I don't know if they're going to have an opportunity because I don't know if you're going to find many suitors in this draft. Lots of teams want to move down. There's not that demand from teams to move up, however, so they'll probably either move down or wind up staying there. I'd be surprised if they moved up. The only way I could see that is if somebody they really covet, I don't know, a safety like Jamal Adams starts falling, he gets to like 7 or 8, and they figure, hey, we can jump up 2 or 3 spots, not give up much, and still get that elite talent. But I think they want to move down, grab extra picks, and still get a really good player.
Where do you see the biggest need for the Bills?
Well, I could go all over the board with that one, to be quite honest. But I think it's going to be in the secondary because, you know, they let Stephon Gilmore walk to the New England Patriots as a free agent. They cut Aaron Williams. They cut Corey Graham. They did sign Micah Hyde from Green Bay, a nice defensive back signing. But, you know, you go into next year with Ron Darby on one side, who had a disappointing sophomore season. And then on the other side, Kevon Seymour going into his second year as a 6th-round pick last year. Those are your 2 starting cornerbacks. So I think that's one right there. Safety in Sean McDermott's system is very important. And then linebackers as well. I think on the other side of the ball, you can make an argument for tight end or wide receiver, especially outside of Sammy Watkins, who has not stayed healthy yet in his career.
Do you get tweets and emails from fans just wondering how this team has a need in the secondary on defense when they've spent, 2 out of their last 4 or 5 drafts using the first pick on a cornerback?
Well, you know, I think most fans, they don't ask how, they tell me how. And they say, you know what, this is what they do. They spin their wheels, they draft a cornerback, and they let him go after 4 or 5 years. But look, I mean, I would not pay Stephon Gilmore the contract he wanted. You know, the Bills offered him a substantial contract. He walked to New England, and I think it was smart to let him go, but that's what happens in this league. Plus, Brian, let's remember, I mean, the way the game is played today, the spread offenses, 4 or 5 receivers at a time, most teams are playing with extra defensive backs. You're playing with an extra corner on the field a lot of the time in the NFL, so you need those guys on your team.
Hey, Sal, this is happening in Philadelphia, this draft tonight. Will the Pegulas be there, or are they too bogged down in, you know, the Sabres search for a GM?
No, they'll be part of the Bills war room. I mean, they'll be here in Buffalo as part of the Bills war room. It won't be about the Sabres for them tonight. You know, I mean, unless there's something going on and they have to meet with somebody, I'm sure. But, you know, they'll be in Buffalo. You know, I've been to 2 drafts, guys, and to be honest with you, it's nice, it's fun, but nothing really happens there. Everything happens here at the team facilities. That's where all the front office is. That's where they bring the draft pick back. At Philadelphia, that's all made for TV. It's just entertainment for everybody.
Well, who's there in Philadelphia for the Bills?
Well, they'll send representatives from the team. Sometimes it's equipment people, trainers, people who work in the front office, maybe in some sort of communications role. They'll have a couple PR people there because that person has to get with whoever gets drafted to kind of lay out what they're going to do over the next 48 hours to come back to Buffalo. And then what happens is the pick is made from here in Buffalo by Doug Whaley, Sean McDermott, and the staff. They will call over to Philadelphia. That person will write the name on the card and send it up to the commissioner.
All right, Sal Capaccio. Sal, we'll check in again with you tomorrow when all the action happens. Thanks for joining us. He is covering the Bills today as they have the 10th overall pick in tonight's NFL draft.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.